to say what otherwise would have been a day of joy about the Hoosier economic comeback, another day of progress toward a balanced budget in our state government has lost its joyfulness, for me at least, by virtue of news which you all know about Sergeant Richard Blakely. So I'll be glad to talk about any and all subjects, but I know that that's one that'll be on your mind and heart as it is on mine. As is the practice, the call went to General Umbarger first, and he called me, and this was 2 days ago.
Does he stand out among
soldiers? Yes, he does, by virtue of the opportunity that came to me during my Easter trip to Iraq to present his Purple Heart. It was a very uplifting and moving ceremony with his comrades there, and I spent quite a lot of time with him, hearing his story and all about him, and talking to him, talking to his fellow soldiers and his commanding officer about the way they felt about him. And then when I came back, I found that story compelling, and I told it in writing and to audiences. In many ways, I could say it was the single highlight of a very eventful trip. Humble, dutiful. You can read the account I gave of his heroism. Tried to summarize the story as I heard it from him and from his fellow soldiers. The remarkable part, of course, was I'd been led to expect I might award the Purple Heart at bedside where he was recuperating. Instead, I found him on his feet, already back on duty. And then I learned he had turned down multiple opportunities to come home or to take time off. And as I say, I just don't know words to capture a heroism or devotion to country of that kind. No, not yet. Our protocol is for the military authorities and those assigned the duty of working with families to make the initial contact, but I know I'll be doing that as soon as it feels appropriate. I will report to you that I have just come from a great day in southern Indiana. A lot of jubilation, first in Madison, a brand new homegrown Hoosier business by a Hoosier who returned home 13 years ago and started one successful enterprise, which has now given birth to another. And then at Jeff Boat, the largest single announcement in terms of number of jobs in Indiana in quite some time. And really a community event, an event for all of that, I think, a very promising region that we'll be looking back on for years to come.
Well,
first of all, these are not the first. These are the latest in a long string. I've been, people were joking I should take a room down there because we've had big announcements at the Heartland Payment Systems, Med Ventures, Steel Dynamics, IDX, which is another manufacturing company, and I'm skipping over a few. I think that part of the state has great momentum. Today's the biggest single event, certainly the Jeff Boat announcement, but it's only the latest in a long string. As we add even better transportation infrastructure to the natural advantages that God conferred on that area, we were standing, after all, by the Ohio River, I really look for tremendous growth in the years ahead. Well, maybe we ought to at least invite the, I hope, happy purchasers. Am I supposed to turn over the keys or anything here? In fact, I am, huh? Well, a little fun, but also a serious point here, I think. We believe that one of the steps we can take to get the state back in the black is to dispose of assets that really the state's not making good enough use of. You may recall that there were some 13,000 motor vehicles, more than one for every three state employees, and we're between 2,000 and 3,000 of those have found their way into private hands. And likewise, 20 aircraft, experts studied the subject and told us was far too many. And so we're going to come down to a net 12. And so the first three have been sold and all attracted interest. I guess that's a good sign. So did the check clear yet? Is their credit good?
I got it right here.
You got it right here? Okay. Congratulations. And thank you. I hope you fly safely.
Thank you.
Okay. Anything further? I think we're about 700,000 from the first three. There are nine more, as I recall, that will be sold. And that money will finance, some of that money at least, will finance some purchases of other planes. The idea was to get a fleet that was right-sized. We had planes we didn't need and maybe some aircraft capabilities we didn't have. So we'll come down from 20 to a net of 12 by selling 8, buying 4 over time, netting, I think, some money for the state. The other thing is that we had multiple hangars and maintenance facilities, and we've come down to one, which will service all the state's aircraft, the State Police, Department of Natural Resources, NDOT, were the three principal owners before. So just as an efficiency move, we'll be handling those centrally now. Real estate. We're at the front end of that, too. We've been taking inventory. The state really didn't know what it owned, and it took a while to get a handle on that. But the first real property will be made available for a private purchase. Occasionally, we'll be able to, where there's a good public purpose, we'll be able to deed it over to local government. All right. Thank you all very much for coming. Sure.
When you were there, did you get any one-on-one time with them before?
Yes, I did, quite a lot. Oh, I asked him to tell me his story, the story of his wound, but we talked a lot about life as a medic. He had saved, by his count, at least three lives, and found that the most fulfilling sort of work he could think of in military service. He talked a lot about the people of Iraq. In both incidents involved foot patrols in neighborhoods of Baghdad, and he volunteered for the first one. I'll bet he volunteered for the second one also, but he said he liked visiting with the citizens. They were providing information that was helping our forces to root out the terrorists endeavoring to hide among them, and but he was, as all the folks I met there were, very modest about what he'd done, expressing gratitude for the opportunity to serve. I'm there to thank them, thank him for what he's doing. He's trying to thank me and his country for making that opportunity possible. In that way, he was typical of the men and women I met there, but in the circumstances of his service, of course, he was remarkable, and now, sadly, all the more unique.
And those three lives he had saved, were those all in Iraq?
I believe that's correct. Thank you. Again, sorry to have been held up.